It's the year of the climate change report. First, a series of studies from the UN, and now one released today with the support of the White House that's focused on the U.S. This one, the National Climate Assessment, finds that weather patterns have already been profoundly affected by human factors, and it breaks down some of those impacts on the Northeast. Joining me to discuss the findings is Radley Horton, an associate research scientist at Columbia University's Earth Institute. He's one of the lead authors of the report's chapter on this region. Welcome back to WNYC, Dr. Horton.
Thank you. It's great to be on again.
So New Yorkers love to complain about the weather. You've looked at the numbers and you find that heavy rainfalls and heavy snowfalls really have been increasing in frequency here, faster than any place else in the country. Why is the Northeast, more so than elsewhere, susceptible to these extreme precipitation events?
Well, the first thing to emphasize is that nationally we've seen an increase in these heavy rain events. But as you're right, it's been especially true in the Northeast, where we've had about a 70% increase in the amount of rainfall that's falling in those really big rainstorms. Part of the explanation certainly is a warmer atmosphere can hold more moisture. We've also seen average rainfall go up somewhat in the Northeast. And some portion of, again, why the Northeast is getting more than other areas, some of that could be natural variability. So we can't say that all 70% of that increase is due to climate change, but we can say that the U.S. and the Northeast in particular are seeing more of these heavy rain events as the planet warms, and that's going to increase in the future.
Are you ever asked, how can you talk about global warming after it was such a cold, snowy winter here in New York City?
That's a frequent question. And I think the first thing to highlight is that it was a very warm year globally, and it was a warm winter for many parts of the U.S. as well, California and Alaska. So the way I'd like to describe climate change is it's changing the probabilities. It's like loading the dice. If we're looking at one region like the Northeast, we can still occasionally get a very cold winter, but the statistics have changed. We're reaching a point now where we're seeing more high records getting broken than low records getting broken. The probabilities are shifting. But if you're talking about one place, you can still get a cold year.
Your report mentions that the sea level rise along the Northeast coast has increased by about a foot, well above the global average. Why are we seeing our part of the Atlantic rise more than other places?
Right. So globally, we're seeing the ocean expand as it warms. We're seeing ice from Greenland and Antarctica melting, moving to the water, raising sea levels. Additionally, in the north, and that's responsible for about 8 inches out of that foot. In the Northeast, we're seeing another 4 inches over the last century. A good part of that is just due to the fact that the land is sinking. And some of it may also be due to changes in ocean currents. There's some evidence suggesting that the Gulf Stream may be getting a little bit weaker. Now, the Gulf Stream causes the ocean height to be different on our side of the Atlantic than on the other side of the Gulf Stream. If the Gulf Stream gets weaker in the future, we expect more sea level rise across the entire North Atlantic coast, Boston right down to Virginia. So the whole globe is going to suffer from higher sea levels. We could get it worse in the Northeast.
I understand that you spent this afternoon at the White House where the report was released and discussed. Congressional Republicans are calling the study a platform for President Obama to push his regulatory agenda. What's your reaction to that?
This report makes it clear that climate change is already happening. It brings together close to 300 authors, and they represent all political groups. This is not a political issue. So we see members of the private sector, we see public sector, local communities, and scientists. This report identifies all the ways that all Americans are going to be impacted by climate change and lays forth a range of solutions that really both sides of the aisle should be able to look to in ways that we can reduce our vulnerabilities in the future and build a better future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's great to be on.
Dr. Radley Horton is an associate research scientist at Columbia University's Earth Institute. He's one of the authors of the National Climate Assessment Report that's out today.